Hello and welcome to StarCast. Today I'll be talking to RAs about what it's like to be a resident assistant and what it's like to be housing and living here at Dominican University. Let's get going. Hello and welcome back, everybody. So I have two guests today. If they would go ahead and introduce themselves, that'd be great.
Hi, my name is Jessica Spaulding. I'm currently a senior at Dominican. This is my second year being an RA, and I currently am majoring in biochemistry with a minor in Spanish.
Hello, my name is Isaiah. I am also a senior. This is going to be my third year being an RA, and I'm majoring in biology with my minor in chemistry.
Very nice, very nice. Well, welcome to StarCast. It's glad to have you both. You know, both of you had been RAs for a while. And for those who don't know, Jess was actually an RA for myself. I'm still a resident, but Jess was an RA for me. But now my first question is going to be, and kind of get into things, is what is your favorite thing about the position? What is something that you really love to do? And it can even be something you just like about the dorms here on campus. Cause I'm not RA, I can't say what my favorite thing about being RA is, but one thing I love about being living here on the Dominican dorms is the different people I get to see, the different people I interact with. I never really get too bored or, you know, lonely. There's always people around doing things to get interacted with, but I would love to hear what for the both of you was your favorite thing about either housing or being an RA or something that kind of correlates with both.
Well, obviously having you as my resident. No.
Thank you.
It kept my life interesting. It kept my life interesting.
That's to say the least.
But I think I kind of agree with you, like, even though you haven't been an RA, like, I think freshman year, like, you know, not knowing a lot about the different dorms and not knowing, like, a lot of people outside of my class, being an RA, like, definitely, like, really helped connect with other people. And I got to know, like, so many more people, like, that were in different grade levels, you know, older than me, and then connecting with, especially my first year, I was on an upperclassman floor, so that was really cool to interact with people older than me, and kind of, like, that dynamic. But, yeah, I would just say, like, you know, getting to step into a leadership position on campus, and then, like, all the people I've met along the way.
Real quickly before we get to Isaiah, I always want to ask, being on that older floor, was that ever daunting for you? Did you ever kind of being kind of younger than others, maybe you're living nearby, or was it something that came very easily?
I was like a little nervous about it, just like as far as like obviously some of the roles as an RA is not, you know, not just being like your friend, but you know, some of that, like, you know, administration or like
dealing
with having duty and stuff like that. So like I was a little nervous about having to enforce, you know, policy to like upperclassmen who obviously were gonna see me as like a little, like, you know, a little sophomore and everything. But I think it was like a really great opportunity to kind of like test my confidence and like get to know them. And it ended up being a really great experience. Like I don't think like once I think if my nervousness was like not that I don't want to say it wasn't warranted. But like, I think like it was kind of like a little like, you know, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. And
that's good.
Really enjoying the floor.
Oh yeah. There's always going to be nerves and stuff. Now, Isaiah, what would you say would be one of your favorite aspects of things?
Wow. Well, Jess's answer was a really good answer to follow up on, but I had sort of a different experience. I was actually a commuter my freshman year. I lived just a few minutes down the road. And so with that experience, I felt kind of disconnected from the university. And so when I got into this role and moved onto campus, I met a lot of people. I came out of my shell. I was able to get involved on campus. I joined clubs. I just connected with so many different people. And I as well was put into an upperclassman floor. I think Jess was power two. I was power three. And that was really difficult because, you know, you're put into this position. I've never lived on campus. I don't know these people who seem to all know each other. All of a sudden I'm seeing as this person that has to get them in trouble here and there sometimes. And that's not what we want to do, but you know, it sometimes comes down to that.
Exactly.
And so I really did like the position and I liked stepping into that role. And then I felt the same way as Jess. Like, I felt like I did find myself and I was able to learn what a leader meant. And that sort of just influenced my character development, I guess you can say, throughout these past 3 years.
You know, and I think that's such a really interesting to hear is because when people hear about being an RA, they think of the free housing side of thing, you know, the job aspect, you know, the, oh, this is a job. It helps me get school a little bit more affordable in different ways. And as both of you said, connect with others. But I think both of you really said that leadership aspect of, you know, and finding yourself, maybe not just as a leader, but different ways, it kind of put you in a position that, you know, helped you grow. And I think people don't talk about that enough is that growth aspect that can come from these positions, both as strictly an RA, but other positions around just university life and work, if you want to put it in that way. Isaiah, you talked about this idea of getting, quote unquote, getting people in trouble. But what would you both say was maybe your least favorite aspect of being an RA or even being on campus, if you want to go that far? Because, you know, I know myself, you know, one thing that I haven't loved about living on campus, and it's not, I don't think, scandalous by any means, but, you know, here in, I'm in Power 3 myself, is one of those things of, we don't have air conditioning. Granted, Murray does, you know, it's not, but my room's either freezing cold when it's cold outside or it's burning hot, you know, and I have to get 3 fans to correlate with everything. And, you know, come September, I'm just like, I'm sweating through every single bed sheet and, you know, and I come from a warmer temperature place originally, you know, this is not like new to me, but, you know, back home, every place has AC because it's 110 by 10 a.m. That's my nitpick, if you want to put it that way. Or, and sometimes there's problems with living with other people, you know, comes to roommates and different things. You know, sometimes I have great roommates. Sometimes you have roommates that you're like, we don't click as well. But what would you both say is maybe your least favorite aspect of being an RA?
Well, first of all, I definitely agree with you that I started off in Murray my freshman year, then lived in Power, and then for 2 years, and I'm back in Murray. So I definitely understand, you know, like the privilege of the air conditioning versus having to tough it out with some fans. But, you know, I think it's part of the college experience.
It
you
is,
know?
Yeah. It builds character, as they say, you know.
But I don't know. I definitely think even though I definitely have grown in my confidence, as an RA, I think that still that enforcement of policy has always been the least fun part of the job, as always, you know, because obviously you're there to help out the school and you know, the policy's there for a reason, but it's still hard. Cause then occasionally you build, you know, your relationships with your residents or with other residents on campus. So there's always some hard situations here and there, but yeah, just even the having to write things up after it is you know, time consuming. So yeah.
It's a little tedious. Yeah,
as with any job, I think the paperwork, you know, the paperwork, that kind of side of it is never fun part of it. So
what, you don't love doing paperwork? You know, that's not what, you know, exciting about paperwork. Oh man, everybody loves paperwork. I can't even see that with a straight face. Which is ironic because this is an audio podcast, and so nobody can even see any of our faces, but you know, so but what about you, Isaiah? Is it also paperwork or is it maybe the late nights doing duties or rounds? And
it's like all of it all in one. I think I have a love hate relationship because I love this job and I love the people that I meet.
Yeah.
I love being an authority figure because, you know, you do get to keep the community safe, but I also hate that authority figure too. It gets awkward sometimes when you have your friends living on your floor and you really have to be impartial to everybody and just, you know, if they're being loud, you do have to say something and it can be a little bit awkward and tense in those situations. But and then, you know, then this is paperwork. And then, you know, if you're on duty and something happens and the day after you have an exam or you have an 8 a.m. class, that can get kind of hard. So it's like all in one. Like, I love it, but I hate it at the same time. I think it's just, it just depends on the night. Like, some nights are really good for me and other nights I'm just like, wow.
It's just like the few nights out of the year, out of the semester that are bad, just make, you know, that's what we're referring to. It's usually fine.
I'm very well versed and stuff. And that's why I want any younger classmen to know, or any people who are listening to this who maybe haven't been at the dorms super long, but that is, you know, it's not, we don't make it sound like it's a crazy place. It really isn't. It's really pretty safe and really pretty mellow most of the time. And it's always those once a few times, but that happens everywhere. And Isaiah, I think you make a great point. And I think that's every job. You talk to anybody and they're just going to be like, I love my job, but I also can't stand these aspects, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's a fair criticism, if you want to even call it that. One thing though, I would say, as somebody who is social, shockingly enough, you know, it wasn't just some random reason. They're like, let's give this guy a podcast. Oh, he talks a lot to people. no, but I will fully say, as somebody who, you know, as Jess and I've talked about her being my RA before. I've had many times friends be an RA for me. And I think one thing I tell other people, and I even know myself, is in a weird way for me personally, I like the RA being somebody I know, because I just don't take it personally. It's like somebody's like, "You're being loud." I'm like, "Oh, yep, that sounds on pretty on character for me. I'm a very loud person. It's I get it from my parents. We're very loud." And so I've had people go, "Hey, by the way, you know, can you, you know, be a little quiet?" I was like, "Oh yeah, sorry." And I don't take it personally, because I just know, yeah, they're the RA doing their job, but they're also coming as a friend knowing, hey, you know, it could be worse. It's that understanding. And I think people need to go in that understanding. I know that when Jess was my RA, my roommate and I, who were great friends, he's graduated now. Not that we would give Jess too much a hard time, but when filling out the roommate agreement, there were, you know, things that Jess had to be like, "Guys, you can't do this." You know, we decided. So for those who don't know what the roommate agreement is like, it says, "How will roommates resolve conflict?" And my roommate and I, we've known each other for a few years. We're pretty close. We're still really close. We jokingly put on it, "We'll fight for it. We'll fight for, you know," just like, "No, you can't have that." And so we're like, "Okay, fine. We'll play chess for it. You know, we'll use a game of strategy." And it was like, by that point, it was like, "Okay, fine." You know, because we were good friends. We were very open to communicate with each other, which I always recommend for roommates to do, no matter how close you are, you know, anybody in your life, just communicate with them. But, you know, when you have friends in that position, I can get it. It's definitely a little tough. Now, my next question kind of in all of this, because we talked about it a little earlier, of loving the AC or lack thereof in power. What is y'all's favorite building to live in, if you could? I know, Isaiah, I don't think you ever lived in Coughlin, did you?
Listen, I've lived in power every single year. I've been an RA. I've been an RA in every floor of power, power 3, 2, and 4. So I've lived there. I haven't experienced the lack of AC like a lot of the residents have. I thankfully finessed a doctor's note for an AC.
There you go. And hey, so I was able to get one. It's needed. So
much needed. It's been so nice. I genuinely love that building. I have briefly lived in Murray for second semester our sophomore year when COVID happened.
They did
relocate us. Yeah. So I was quarantining in Murray for all of second semester.
Oh wow.
That was really nice, but I just am so biased towards power. I love power. Even though it can be hot sometimes, the community is just so great. Like, everyone there is so helpful. I remember back, I don't know if you remember sophomore year, where like the lounges used to be like the hangout spot. There was movies going on.
I was part of the people going to those movies. I know Cross Country Team would have a lot there. Yeah.
Lights off. Like, it's just been awesome. And so I love the power community. I recommend it to everybody that's, you know, an upperclassman. I know you can start living there sophomore year on. So yeah. I just love power. Yeah.
And I was real quick, I want to say that Coughlin does have somewhat similar vibes. It's a little different just because you're still getting your feet wet in the community and, you know, still meeting people. So it's a little awkward being, because you don't have a pre-established friend group really. Because even if you knew somebody from high school coming in here, it's a little rough at times.
I don't know. Like I haven't lived in Coughlin either. So it was like Murray for 2 years total Murray for 2 years.
Yeah.
And 2 in power. I don't know. I definitely agree that power is like a really great place to live. Like, you know, there Murray has its benefits. Like, you know, I appreciate my bigger room and my own bathroom and stuff like that as an RA right now. But I think a lot of people will say this too. Like, you know, Murray feels a lot more like an apartment building. Like, you know, you kind of have your own space, which is nice for some people. Like, you know, I can feel on the other hand, it feels less like, you know, like the typical dorms, and you know, you're a little more isolated and kind of just like in your little cluster. Mm-hmm. But power definitely, like, there's a lot more community there. Like, the lounges aren't closed, you know, like Murray's lounges have the doors. So like the power lounges are open. So, you know, you catch people walking to the bathroom, come back to their rooms and stuff like that. So like, I remember like sophomore year when I was the RA there, like we would all like get together and do homework in the lounge, like super late. And it was always like fun. So I feel like it's just like a different vibe. Like, there still can still be community in Murray and stuff, but I think power just gives you a little bit more of that, like, you know, community in the sense that you can just pop out your room and say hi to someone real quick. And you're not like in your own little like cubicle.
That dorminess. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh, I like that word, dorminess. I think I might have to start using that one. I'm, you know, as an English major, major, you know, always finding, you know, call up Webster, like, hey, got a new word for your dictionary, you know?
Absolutely.
Now, one thing that, you know, talking about community in these lounge spaces, what's it like to run events, you know, and what is maybe some of your favorite events that you've either hosted or another RA has hosted that you really like? Because as a resident, that's one of our big ways to meet people is these events you put on for us. And, you know, I've gone to events for both of you at some point just over this span of years. But I know Power 3 earlier, after winter break, right before the winter storm, did a hot chocolate night. And it was like, wow, this hit perfect timing and stuff. So what's it like putting on events, and what is probably some of your favorite ones?
I mean, I don't know, like events are, I mean, we're pretty open-ended on what we can do. Like, yeah. I mean, we have like pillars to follow, like, you know, as far as service and community and that kind of stuff. But so, I mean, obviously like some REs choose to utilize their lounge spaces. Like I've done a few like events in my lounge in Murray. I'd say like some of those are a little harder sometimes, like I said, because it's more closed off in here. Yeah. Like it's easier to get people in the power lounge. Like I said, they're just walking past and it feels a little more open and stuff like that. So I know a really favorite place for events is obviously like the Cullen Commons, so like the camper out there, because that's an easy way to get like foot traffic and a lot of people stop by. So I personally like have enjoyed planning events overall. Like sometimes it can be a little bit of a stressor just trying to like, you know, plan things that a lot of people are going to like and come to. I think one of the more fun ones that I've had was like pre-COVID sophomore year, me and my floor partner at the time did a Pie for Pride event where students came in and paid $1 to pie an RA, and it was just like so much fun. Like, you know, a lot of people came and, you know, just like, you know, I don't know. It was just like a really fun night. Like some of my friends came and a bunch of the RAs, even if they originally said they weren't going to, you know, stop in because they didn't want to get pied and stuff like that, they still did. And it was like a lot of fun. And
that sounds really messy though. It seems messy, but Because I think I remember that one because I saw you afterwards and you were just covered in like, did y'all use shaving cream or whipped cream? I can't remember.
We use shaving cream.
That's okay. That's what I thought. That's
like more fluffy.
It is, but you know, that's the thing is, if you can't eat it, then you can't be like, oh, let me lick my face off after, you know, it'd be like, no, poison control. No, but I remember you coming and it was just a mess, but it was so fun because, and those are the kind of events people really talk about for a long time because it sticks in their head. You know, like a pie in the face, but that's my attempt at a pun. What about you, Isaiah?
I feel like programs are just one of those things that come with the job. I like the creativity that we get. Like Jess said, it's very open-ended. We can do really whatever. It helps a lot when the community reaches out to us with ideas that they have, because that avoids us having to think. Yeah, and it's nice because then we can like really cater it to like people's needs. Or once, you know, one of my favorite events actually was my most disastrous event. I feel I put on my sophomore year this slime ball making event, like a stress ball. You can make your own stress ball. It was so messy. I watched the YouTube video tutorial once, like 30 minutes before my event, and I thought I was like an expert. Like I was there like, I could totally put this on. It's gonna be so successful. I ended up putting it on and it was so bad. Like it ended up being so messy. A lot of my residents saw me in my lounge struggling, and that's what made it really great, because a lot of my residents that barely talked to me, like just went to the room, kept to themselves, actually came to the lounge and helped me figure it out. And so it all became a huge team effort to make like a singular stress ball. I remember it was so cute. And I know Jess came too. She had-
This is why I don't trust Isaiah's events. No, I'm kidding. I came and then I was like playing with it and it exploded all over my pants.
It was so bad because it was like the straw that broke the camel's back because a few tears were shed, but it's okay.
Bottom of the event poster says not reliable so funny. For stains or, you know.
Yeah, it was so funny.
Does
but
not
like,
have to pay dry cleaning.
Yeah, and it was just so nice because so many residents came and they helped me out and we ended up just like laughing about how disastrous it was and how messy it was. And the cleanup was horrible, but it was just so nice to see how many people came to help me out. And it just showed like really what it is, like the community that we were talking about in power, like that feeling like you really have people and you see people and you make these connections. And so it ended up being my most memorable and my most favorite program, even though it went south.
Hey, but I love to hear that, honestly. I think there's something so great about you going, this was a train wreck. And so, but it was like, I can hear the laughter in your voice. There's so many good memories. It's not like it was a train wreck. Like we're like, not doing this again. You know, the amount of joy that can come from those things, you know, and that's some life advice for whoever's listening of, you know, even the things that feel sour can lead to the most, you know, best memories you have and stuff. So I think that is great to hear it. And I definitely do, because I was on Power 2 at the time. I do remember like kind of the effort put in forth ever so briefly, because, you know, everybody's going around doing things, you know. One thing is, you know, we've kind of talked around it. What's the COVID protocol has been like? Has it added a little bit more stress, or is it, you know, been not that much of a change of pace with having to adapt a little bit for COVID?
Well, I can't fully speak. Like, I know last year was a little more intense, especially than this year. And I wasn't on staff last year, so I can't fully speak to, because I know there was like a lot more protocol, especially with as far as that. So honestly, like this year, it hasn't really felt, you know, I know we had a little spike in January, but it really hasn't felt like there was too much different. Like, obviously, like just being cautious if we, like, you know, as far as like, you know, isolation or, you know, like that kind
exactly
you know, knowing where those are, and just like being careful that if we get an alert, you know, that a student might be sick or something, that we're like notifying the proper people and telling them what they should be doing and stuff. But I mean, for me personally, this year I don't think it's truly affected like much of what we've done, like besides just being cautious if we're entering like students' rooms and stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't think it's been like difficult to adjust to. I think the only thing is that I've noticed is that it's just kind of sad. You know, we're not used to not seeing as many people out and active in the community. And so it's been such a big change from sophomore year until now. And I feel so bad for the freshmen coming in, especially last year. They haven't gotten really fully that true experience of what it is to live on campus just because of COVID. And we want to be safe and everything, of course. But
exactly.
I think that's just been the biggest thing, you know, the biggest thing is just not seeing as many people engaged with, either that be events or just hanging around in the lounge or just, you know, having a room open and meeting new people. I think it's been a little bit more difficult, but that's just been the only thing. As far as the job goes, it hasn't been too difficult. Nothing's really changed much. Just, you know, the added on policies to look out for,
exactly,
you know, like masks and stuff like that. So
no, and I, and as a resident, I've totally noticed that, because the amount of people on campus, even as residents, you know, there are a lot of people I knew who decided, you know what, I'm just going to be a commuter. You know, I'm not going to pay for XYZ to be on campus if not a lot of other people are. My classes are online. And so some of that atmosphere is kind of gone. I've seen it definitely come back for sure, even if partially. But, you know, I'm a person that, like, when I had all of my classes online, pretty much all my junior year. And I was like, you know what, I'm still going to dorm, just because I realized I'm still going to be around a little bit more people. I can still see the other people who I like to be around and stuff. And even if it's less so frequently, and do things, you know, Jess and I would hang out, you know, I would see you in the halls, Isaiah. It's just one of those things of, you have to make the most of those situations, just like any other time now in COVID. But I do think it's something that kind of should have been touched on as we're still kind of figuring out this new normal and everything.
Yeah.
My final thing, as we get close to wrapping up, just as, you know, both of you are graduating and going on to doing some really great things. I wanted to ask, and as applications have just, I think, finished, but, you know, this podcast will be saved on the Dominican Stars website for years to come. What is the advice you have for people who want to be an RA or even just live on campus? What's some advice you have for those who are like, oh, I think I would like to Bidar, what's your advice to them in either the application process or even just a mentality you have if they really want this or not? Like, what's some advice you can give people?
So I would say, like, probably the biggest thing is, like, I know you brought this up earlier, like, obviously, like, the financial compensation and having free housing is like a big incentive for the job and like something I definitely like appreciate on top of everything. But I would say, like,
sure.
Yeah, but I would say, like, if that's like the main reason that you're going into this, like, don't do it. Like, I know that some, you know, some students, you know, financial stuff is like the, you know, a big part of it, but like, I would make sure that you at least, you know, want, you know, you at least like have interest in making bulletin boards and connecting with residents and stuff like that. Because I think if you enter it only for like the compensation, you're not gonna hate the job. because like, I'm not going to lie, like it does, you know, it's not, you know, a lot every day, but you know, there's weeks where it's like, you have health and safety checks and you have your bulletin boards and you're on duty twice. And it's just a really like heavy workload. So I would make sure that it's really something that you're going to enjoy, you know, even if it is that extra work, because that's what's going to make it, you're going to get the, as with anything, you're going to get the most out of it if it's something that you go into with a positive mindset and are excited about and everything. So that would be like one of the biggest pieces of advice. And then I would just say, like, you know, be open to like meeting new people and connecting with like, you know, the other RAs, because like everyone comes in with cool ideas and it's always awesome to just sit down with some of the RAs and hear about what they're doing for events or bulletin boards or, you know, what suggestions they have. So one of the biggest things I've enjoyed about the job is connecting with the other RAs and getting to know them. And, you know, that's how me and Isaiah met. Yeah, and, you know, we've been like best friends since. So like, you know, just being open to, you know, all the doors it's going to open for you, both like professionally, yes, but also it's just as far as like relationships too.
I agree with that. I think it's a very extroverted position and you really have to be open to meeting new people and talking with people constantly. They say that always, that we're an RA 24/7. And so it can be a lot sometimes. So I think my biggest advice would be, don't be afraid to set boundaries and to be selfish sometimes and know, you know, when you're not on duty, it's okay to sort of put on a lot of those responsibilities on the person that is on duty if you have an exam or if you have things that are important to you, because of course we're students first, you know, we're here for a reason. The job is great. It's a lot. It's not difficult. It's just a lot. And so sometimes you just have to know how to manage your time. But I think really, if you just go into it, thinking about what community means to you and how you're going to build one yourself, you'll be fine. I think being open with your professional staff and RAs in the group with you and being honest with how you're feeling and if it's too much, if you need a break, if you need, you know, a weekend off campus, just communicating that and everything will be okay because we're all in this together. I think the RA group is a pretty good family. I feel like we've built, we're very open with each other. And so as long as you have good communications, as long as you have good communication skills and you set healthy boundaries and you manage your time well, I think you'll be just fine.
And one thing I'm going to add in here, because as a resident, is people who are listening, who are students, be sure to treat your RAs with respect. I know that sounds like such a given, but I hope you listeners got out of this is RAs, both Jess and Isaiah and all of them, put so much love and effort into the work they do for you residents. And they put so much time to help create these events and different aspects of making living on the dorm so much fun and so enjoyable, that please show them love and respect. Like, they're fellow students like you. They are doing the best they can to be great leaders for you, but also just helpful aides. So treat them with respect. And, you know, that's my little word of advice for anyone listening. You know, it shouldn't go with, you know, it should go without saying, but just want to put that out there. That's pretty much it. Thank you both for coming on and talking. I hope you both had a great time and enjoyed being part of this. So thank you so much for being on. I really do appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having us. It was cool to talk about it. And I think this podcast is definitely like a great, you know, I wish it had been around like earlier on too, because I think it's definitely like a great thing to have. And I think like as it gets going, like you will have a pretty good listening and stuff like that.
Well, thank you so much.
Finally, we'd like to thank Shonda Dudlasek, Dr. Carolyn Reinhardt, Dr. John Jinks, and the WeatherTech Innovation Lab, who've helped provide the technology needed for this podcast. Thank you all for listening.